Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. You're listening to What to Read Next podcast, episode 49. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your hosts, Clara Jackson and Laura Yamin, will share their favorite book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for the next one, then join us. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. We're happy to have you back. So let's introduce ourselves.
Hi, I'm Clara, and I'm a book lover and excited to share the book I've been reading this month.
I love it. And I'm Laura, and I've been reading less books, but more quality books this month. So I'm actually kind of excited to share some of those books here. So now we're currently going to chat about the books we recently read and what we're currently reading. So Clara, you read Force of Nature by Jane Harper. This book is on my to-be-read list, so tell me all about it.
Sure, yeah. So this book had attracted my attention a while back. I think it was released in the U.S. I don't know, in winter maybe, like January, I'm not sure. But I had been meaning to read it for a while, so I was excited. And I'm glad I read it in the summer because it was a nice summer thriller to read. As you said, it's written by Jane Harper. She also, her first book was a book called Dry, which apparently is being optioned to be a film and is actually book one of this series. I didn't realize Force of Nature was a series. I guess the detective in the story was in the book Dry beforehand. So anyway, little backstory. I didn't know about that. And I don't think it really matters that much. You don't have to have read Dry to read Force of Nature. But yeah, so it's basically a story about a, and this is another reason it attracted my interest. It's because of my background and yours too, working in higher education and doing retreats and all that kind of stuff. So it's a group of people from a corporation that go into a forest on this corporate retreat. And one of the employees does not make it back out of the forest.
Oh my God.
And yeah, so and by the way, I should say this takes place in Australia, although the forest that they are on the retreat in is made up.
Okay.
It's not a real forest. But at any rate, so these two detectives come in, and it turns out that they've actually been investigating the corporation that is on the retreat for their leaders for money laundering and a series of financial crimes. And so the person who doesn't come back out of the woods is actually their informant who has been whistleblowing on the misdeeds. Yeah. So, you know, it's very interesting the way that the story is written. It bounces back and forth between the investigators in current time and then back to, you know, the series of events that led up to this person missing and ultimately whatever ended up happening to the person. So that was kind of cool to go back and forth. You know, in terms of being a good thriller, the way each chapter is written, it's almost a little bit like what I mentioned when I was talking about Dan Brown's book. You know, I just can't help but want to read the next chapter, even if I'm exhausted. I'm like, but wait, I have to know what's happening. So I really appreciate that. I will say between the two stories, you know, the investigators and then what actually happened with the corporate retreat people, I found that the investigator story was not as engaging. You know, I always kind of share what's good and what I didn't like as much. I just didn't get as interested in what the investigators were doing outside of wanting to know what actually happened and who was involved and is this person alive or not? Cause you don't know that as the story goes on.
Okay.
But I really liked the story of the people on the retreat. yeah, it's just an intriguing premise. There was definitely some, to me anyway, some unexpected curves and twists in it. And it's just a nice, good, easy summer thriller. It's well written, and it's, you know, it just has a nice rhythm to it. Again, a couple things that just if you read it, you know, maybe could have been better. I think that some of the characters weren't as richly drawn, but that's not, I mean, that's not terrible for that type of a book, for a thriller, in my opinion. I think probably my biggest critique, if I were in workshop class, would be that for a story and what apparently is an author where setting is so much a part of the story. So in Dry, I guess that took place in like a desert area. So if that's the title of your book, you know, that must be a very important component of the story. And so for Force of Nature, which is the title of this book, and them being lost in this forest and on this retreat, you think nature is going to be more, I mean, it was part of the story, but I, not being from Australia and not having a sense of what some of the stuff she was talking about actually looks like, I would have liked more description and more of a sense of place to inform the story, just from my perspective. But, you know, all in all, it was just a fun, intriguing book to read. And I didn't expect the ending of it, but also it wasn't a trite ending. It wasn't just like, she's alive or dead, this person contributed to the situation or didn't. There was some complexity to it that I thought was interesting. And I can't say more than that because I don't want to ruin it. But yeah, that is Force of Nature. Yeah.
And are you reading anything new?
I am about to. I just got today a book called Severance by Ling Ma. And I'm hoping to talk about it on our next chat. But it has an interesting premise too. Mm-hmm. And also another workplace dystopian book. So maybe there's a theme running through my life right now.
Maybe.
No. I'm happy at work, but I just find it intriguing.
Well, I don't think it's about being happy or sad at work. It's just about looking for an escape. And so it might be,
yeah.
I think work setting dystopia, it's an interesting genre to think about it. You know, I wouldn't think of workplace dystopia to be as a novel, but I read the description and it looks like an interesting book.
Yeah, it is my goal to have it read for our next book talk because I think it's going to be fascinating.
I know. I can't wait to hear about it.
So what about you, though? What have you been reading?
So I read less books. So I'm reading, I would say, about 10 books a month. So I decreased my goal on Goodreads from 240 books to 200 books, which I only have, I read so far like 154. So I only have like 50 books to read, which is, I feel like, just doable. So I read this past month, I'm going to highlight 1, 2, 3, 4 books that I really enjoy. So the first one is Seven Husbands of Owen Hugo. And I absolutely love this book. It's a historical fiction. It's set in present time. And then over the past 50 years of an old Hollywood starlet. It's a journalist who's writing the story of this all Hollywood starlet. And she's married 7 times. So she talks about all her 7 husbands. And her greatest love affair is not one of her husbands, which is so interesting. So It was a really good story. Like, it just captivated. You just want to read more. The sense of, there were really strong female protagonists. Like, she was really strong. She was like, she took charge of her life. And it was an interesting journey to watch. And so vulnerable. So I really love this book. Like, I gave it 5 stars. I read I Cry in the Subway, which doesn't happen that often.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I was like, oh my gosh, I want to. And when I finished I wanted to read it again, which I haven't had that feeling until Deathly Hallows. That's the last book that I was like, I finished the book and I'm like, I want to reread it. I want to have this thing over again. So I definitely encourage you to read this book. It's so good. I love Taylor Jenkins Reid. Her other books are more chick lit. So this is more like historical fiction, love story, chick lit, but it's more historical fiction. It's a little departure from her other work, but it's really so I really enjoy this, and I'm looking forward to her new books that was optioned by Reese Witherspoon to be a series. So I'm actually curious to see what it's going to be like. So
nice.
Yeah.
I still can't believe you were crying in the subway.
I did.
That'd be good.
There were tears, and I was like trying to stop myself, and I was like, but I can't. It's so good. You know when you have those moments where it's like the feelings are so in the surface, you're like, I can't. I have to just do it. So I was like wiping out my tears. I was like, you know what? I've cried in the subway before. Like it's not something that I do often, but I've done it before. So it's a rite of passage, I feel like, in New York, where you just have to, at one point in your life, you're probably going to cry in the subway. It's just
New York. So. I have myself, not over a book, but
Yeah. I guess it's part of it. So it is what it is. But yeah, I cried. I feel like it's the last book that I cried. I don't remember the last book I cried. So I think it's a good feeling. You know, it brought all the feels.
Yeah.
So the next couple books are political books, and they came out of nowhere. So Charlo Piazza Likes to Win by Joe Piazza. Oh, no. Charlo Walsh Likes to Win by Joe Piazza came in my library hold a few weeks ago. I kept seeing a bookstagram about it, and the book was really good. So the book is If Sheryl Sandberg Runs for Senate, what it would look like, her campaign, what would that happen? So it's a really interesting take on, you know, a strong female protagonist. By the way, the books this week are all strong female protagonists. There's a theme here. So
I like it.
Yeah. So it's a very strong, you know, strong female protagonist who's like, you know, she's married. He had an affair. She's like, I want to have this to get back that he had an affair. So he's going to be a stay-at-home dad. She has three small kids, and she's like, I want to win this. Like, she's like, I'm running because I want to win. So it was really good. It was like, it's thinking about running for office and just current climate setting for the Trump era, where Trump is, you know, anti-women. Thus, I'm not going to go into the sandbox, but you know what I mean. So it's a really take on of what it would look like the midterm elections. So it's a very timely book. I absolutely loved it. It inspires me. I don't think I will run for office, but inspire me to support other women who are running for office, because it's really difficult. It's not an easy, you know, they get judged by everything. They get judged by their appearance. They get judged by what they say. They get judged by being a mother or not being a mother, or being this or not being good at that. So really take on. And it had an agenda, but it didn't feel like the agenda was that was like shoving down your face. So I really love this book. I gave it 4 out of 5 stars, which is a pretty good rating for me. I've read it in a couple of days, so it was like fairly fast moving book. And there were a few twists and turns that it showed that she was not a perfect candidate. She was not a perfect wife. She's kind of like very imperfect, and it was a well-rounded character.
Yeah, well, I think that women who are thinking about running for office should not worry about being perfect given our current leadership.
Oh, I know. I know.
I think that, we're good.
Yeah, seriously.
I was going to say, my mom, she's very, like, you know, she's retired. And she's very involved in, you know, social activism and movement, not just on Facebook. She actually goes to letter writing parties, and, you know, she goes and voices her opinion and writes letters to senators and to the president, and from Barack Obama to our current president. And so I was going to say, she sometimes said, maybe I should run for office. And I think actually she should. So I'm going to recommend she read this book.
Yes. Yes. And the ending leaves her ambiguous, but there's an author now that she's like, she left it that way. And I really appreciate that the ending was left that way because I wish there were more books. So I wish it was either she won or she loses. I wish there was a follow-up book about her life because it seems she's like a great character. So
yeah,
the ending is ambiguous. So I can't tell you anything because the ending was just like, it was ambiguous, but it was actually okay. Ending. So I did not hate the book when I hated the ending. I actually enjoyed the ending for this book. So
good.
Speaking of politics, so the next book is The Hopefuls by Jennifer Close. And this came as a book recommendation because I like Charlotte Walsh likes to win. So they were like, if you like this book, then you should try this book. So this is kind of like one of those recommendations. So this book is the complete opposite. This is about the Obama administration, and it made me long for those days. I have to admit, I was like, yeah. Why? So literally, it was like, we had it so good. So it's about a married couple. Her husband moves to D.C. to work with Obama. He started running the campaign. He was in the campaign for 2009, 2008, and then he moves to D.C. to work in the Obama administration. So she moves for him. And then it's about another couple who they meet, and they have like this whole politics. It's around politics, running for office, fundraising, life in D.C., what is life in D.C.? And I think that's what I took out the most out of it, because I live in D.C. before I moved to New York. So yeah. I remember being like a transient city. Like it's so based on the federal government and who's in office. So it just reminded me of that's D.C. D.C. is like, you know, it's a temporary place. It's not a place you stay long term. It's a place that you're just there for 4 years or 8 years, and then you're trying to make an impact. You're trying to change the world. And so it made me long for D.C. in some ways. It reminded me, gave me nostalgia of like what my D.C. days were. Although I'm better off, D.C. is not like no longer my city, and like I'm better off in New York. It's still like a nice reminder. So it's a fun book. So if you're nostalgic about the Obama days, then you should pick this book up. It's actually a really good book. The female protagonist, I would say she's not as strong as the other ones that I read this month, but she was imperfect. She was passive. She was actually not, she kind of like just moved with the flow, and she didn't stand up for herself. And so it was annoying at times, but overall, like I understood where she was coming from. And so, you know, I gave her leeway for it.
Yeah. So let me ask, is this a work of fiction or is this nonfiction?
Work of fiction.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. So I'm reading From the Corner to the Oval, which is a nonfiction memoir from a staff writer, a stenographer at the Obama administration.
So yeah, I have that book on my list.
Yeah, so I got it from the library this week, so I'm planning to read it this weekend. And I may just do a blog post and watch my next blog about these books. So maybe just dive in a little bit deeper. But yeah, I think there's kind of like fun to read about, you know, the Obamas and even the Trump administration, just kind of like it's an interesting take on from fiction to nonfiction.
Yeah. Well, I have to admit, I'm very curious to read that book because I have a college friend who worked in a pretty high level position in the Obama administration.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to drop names, but I'm so curious if he's referenced in the book. And I don't know if I'll be able to tell, but I'm selfishly intrigued to see, because I think he even posted that he was excited to read the book. So
yeah, I'm excited to read the book. I'm reading right now Are You Sleeping, which is kind of like it's a true crime serial. Like if you listen to Serial, it's like if it was a true crime podcast, it's really popular. It's about the victim's family of, you know, Haman Lee. It's something like that. It's kind of like a commentary of that. So after that, and then I'm reading From the Corner to the Oval because I heard really good things about it. And I've been looking for more campaign, more Obama administration. I think if you have suggestions for other Obama administration books that I should read, just let me know. Just
well, okay. I'm going to let you know right now that my book for November is going to be Michelle Obama's book, Becoming.
Oh, yes. Maybe.
Yeah. So we can both read that.
You can
but
both
you read it. Yeah, I was going to tell you, too, it's not a book, but if you also want, well, fictional, I have found, I didn't really watch it when it was on the air, but I think it's on Netflix. I sometimes watch The West Wing because I just want to imagine a time when the presidency had honor. And so since I don't really feel that's what we have now, I've been watching that, and there's this one episode, Laura, I wish I could tell you the exact season and the episode number, but it was an episode where they kind of spliced in actual leaders in Washington, D.C., you know, senators and whoever, congresspeople, with the fictional characters, Martin Sheen, etc., in The West Wing. But it was all about what are the characteristics of good leadership and how to lead this country. And I tell you, when I listened to that, I was like, this should be required watching of our current president. But if you need to go back in time, maybe watch a few episodes of The West Wing. Not that it was perfect, but you're like, oh, we used to, the things that are a scandal on that show, I mean, we're so far past that. Anyway, not to get all political, but you're like, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, get off the soapbox.
I know. So, changing gear, so a little bit different. I did read a thriller. I read The Banker's Wife by Christina Aldridge, and it was amazing. So it's not about, there's two female protagonists in this book. There's the banker's wife and there's a journalist. And it's about offshore financing, so offshore banking, and the crimes are that. So people, you know, money launderers, drug dealers, arms dealers, they go to Swiss banks, they go to Cayman Islands, they open bank accounts on number bank accounts. They're not traced by them. And they can launder money. So it's all about that world. And it was really good. It was twisty. It was a financial drama. It's set as a domestic drama, but I wouldn't call it domestic drama. I would call it financial drama. So it was really, that was a really good book. There's like strong female characters. The journalist basically uncovers the whole set of things. And then the banker's wife, there's something that happens to her husband and that she has to figure out what happened to her husband and, you know, traces back. And so I feel like the journalist was much more stronger in terms of character, storyline was much more stronger, but it was actually a really good book to read. So if you're looking for a summer twisty, you know, thriller, this is a good thriller to read.
Cool. Yeah, I like to read thrillers in the summer. Like, I don't know. I like that kind of fast-paced, maybe not entirely reflective, but, you know, you're like trying to figure out who, solved the mystery. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I never thought I would be a thriller reader, and that's something I've been reading more. I think this summer I started reading less romance and more adult fiction, and that includes a lot of more thrillers. I think I've read about 5 or 6 thrillers, and they all come with different twists and turns and different plot lines, and so I'm enjoying them a lot. I think for October I'm planning to read more. I got be more that like psychological thrillers and domestic thrillers. So I may make it October as the theme month to read more thrillers.
Yeah. I have a question for you. Yeah. Because you are such a young adult novel aficionado.
Yeah.
Did you, and forgive me if you had talked about this on the podcast, did you read the book
To All the Boys I've Loved Before?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes. I loved it. It's not my favorite Jenny Han book series, but it's actually really adorable. It's, like, so sweet. It's very cute. Did you watch the movie?
Well, that's what I'm asking. I just started it, but I already really like it. I haven't finished watching it, but, yeah, I really like it.
So it's a trilogy. So it's 3 books. And I really want them to do the sequel because there's a character that shows up that I'm like, I want to know more about that character. So it's actually really cute. So for those who are listening, who have not read the book or watched the movie, To All the Boys Loved Before, it's about Lara Jean. She's a Korean-American, half Korean, half white, American 16-year-old student. And high school student who happens to write 5 letters to her crushes, or she has 5 crushes. She wrote letters to them and she did not mail them. And then somehow the letters were mailed to the crushes and they showed up and they start popping up and they're like, what is all this about? So that story. So it's completely adorable. It's totally sweet. There's a social commentary about certain things that happen in the movie, but it's really cute. So there are 3 books. They follow one main character couple for the 3 books, but there's obstacles that happen to each one of them. So it's really cute. So it's To All the Boys I Loved Before is the 1st book, then P.S. I Love You, 2nd book, and then Always and Forever Lara Jean is 3rd book. And you can read them in a few weeks. Like, they're really easy to read. So, and it's a Netflix movie. So if you haven't watched it, Netflix, that's the place to go.
Yeah. Well, you know, so I typically like to read a book before I see a movie, but I don't know if it's laziness as I'm getting older. Sometimes I'm like, oh, let me see if the movie is good. Then I'll decide to read the book.
Yeah.
And so I started watching that. I was like, oh, I am going to read this book. And then you know what else they release on Netflix? I have seen this book over and over and over again. It's called The Guernsey Potato.
The literary fiction potato peel.
Yeah.
I heard about the book, and the book is all done letters, which is interesting. I've been meaning to pick up, but I watched a movie and I loved it.
Yeah, I saw the book a lot and I thought about reading it, but I'm kind of finicky. Like, I like my novels a little more traditional. Like, I don't always like to read when they're in email format or letter format. And so I always ended up putting that book down. Mm-hmm. But now that I've seen the movie, I'm like, oh my gosh, I bet the book has even more rich descriptions and, you know, more information about the story. So yeah, I mean, I guess what I'm saying is sometimes the movie can make you want to read the book.
So. Yeah, I think I want to read the book. I think I may pick it up next month. It seems like a fun book to read. I love the movie. I was surprised. I picked the movie up because it was actually popping on my Bookstagram community. They were like, watch a movie. And I was like, I guess I'm going to watch it. as opposed to Set It Up for like the 4th time. So, you know, I was like, okay. And then the movie was adorable. It was so good. So I'm curious to hear more of the backstory of the different characters and what they come up. And, you know, it's a letter format. So I don't know how the format, you know, how the book is.
Yeah. Well, cool.
So that's it for our books and Netflix chats, which I love. Now we want to hear what you're currently reading. Come on over to the blog, whattoreadnextblog.com, and share your favorite books that you're currently reading. So, in a special announcement, we have a brand new Facebook group where you can connect with fellow readers and share book recommendations and join us for an upcoming virtual book club next month. I'm not sure what the book's going to be about, but I'll pick it up. But if you want to join to the group, just go to whattoreadnextblog.com/Facebook.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. And we will be back in a month with a brand new episode. But in the meantime, if you enjoy the podcast, please consider leaving a review on iTunes. You know, this will help us get the podcast discovered by a new audience. And as a thank you for leaving the review, we are giving away a $20 Amazon gift card to a random reviewer.
So please make sure to leave your Twitter or Instagram handle in the review so we can contact you if you win. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What's Your Next Podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourrenextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.